Depending on the decision of voters in local elections, Gray County Council may see a major shake-up after all the votes are counted on October 24. As many as 15 of the 18 members of County Council could be new faces after the municipal election on October 24. County Council is made up of the mayors and deputy mayors of its 9-member municipalities, also called Lower Tier, Chatsworth, Georgian Bluffs, Gray Highlands, Hanover, Meaford, Owen Sound, Southgate, the Blue Mountains, and West Gray. 3 members of the new County Council to be sworn in this fall have been acclaimed. The Blue Mountains Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon and Meaford Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney are incumbents who will return to the new council. Georgian Bluffs will have a new deputy mayor with Grant Pringle facing no election for the position. In 2022, Gray County had a total operating and capital budget of $186.6 million. The county's total property tax levy was $65.4 million. The county is responsible for such services as roads, planning social services, Ontario Works and childcare, affordable housing, long-term care, paramedic services and economic development, tourism and culture. Gray County owns and operates the Gray Roots Museum and Archives, 3 long-term care homes in Owen Sound, Markdale and Durham, and maintains 997 units of affordable housing and supports the operation of an additional 500-plus units of nonprofit housing. 2 retiring members of the current county council spoke to Collingwood today about their experiences over the past 4 years serving as a member of the upper-tier council. The Blue Mountains Mayor Alar Soever expressed frustrations about his experience serving as a member of county council. "I'm disappointed in the lack of leadership this council showed at the county level and the lack of diligence shown on a number of issues. A lot of things just go through the consent agenda," he said, noting that, in the Blue Mountains, council spends 4 days on budget deliberations. At Gray County, the budget meeting took 4 hours. Soever pointed to the dual roles county councillors play as mayors and deputy mayors as a potential cause for the issues he observed at the county level and said, to him, "It often felt like county matters were playing second fiddle to local matters. There needs to be oversight and direction provided to staff, and council seemed reluctant to do that, and I think that's due to the dual roles. That's why I was a bit frustrated," he said. "I hope that the new people do consider it a full-time job." When asked what advice he would give to incoming county councillors, Soever didn't hesitate. "Council has to start giving direction to staff. Take the reins and provide direction," he said. Outgoing Gray Highlands Deputy Mayor Akash Desai enjoyed his time on county council, although he noted that it was not always a smooth ride during the past 4 years. "It has been an honor to be able to serve on county council. I have thoroughly enjoyed the debate at that level, and I have had the opportunity to form some close friendships and have had the benefit of some terrific mentors," he said. "We have had to make some tough decisions at the county regarding a few key issues. Unfortunately, these decisions served to cause a rift in council, and the rift was quite visible for the duration of the term." Desai wished the next council success and urged new members elected this fall to do their best to stay united. "My hope, for the next council, is that they are able to rise above such individual issues, and I wish them all the successes they strive for," he said. "At the end of the day, their success will be the success of Gray County and its lower tiers. The makeup of the new county council will be decided in the local election races for the mayor and deputy mayor positions." In Chatsworth, incumbent mayor Scott Mackey faces a challenge from Kent Nunn. Incumbent deputy mayor Brian Gamble is not running for re-election. Current township councillor Diana Ray and former deputy mayor Terry McKay are running for the deputy mayor's seat. In Georgian Bluffs, incumbent mayor and longtime county councillor Dwight Burley faces a challenge for the job from incumbent deputy mayor Sue Carlton. Whoever emerges victorious in this race could potentially join Berdignon and Keaveney as the only incumbent county councillors returning. In Gray Highlands, incumbent mayor Paul McQueen is being challenged by councillor and former provincial Green Party candidate Danielle Valaquette and newcomer Don Alp. In the race for deputy mayor, Cown. Dane Nielsen is being challenged by Stephen Patrick Maloney and Melanie Seeley. In Hanover, incumbent mayor Sue Patterson is being challenged by Rob McKean, and incumbent deputy mayor and current Gray County warden Selwyn Hicks faces a challenge from Cown. Warren Dickert. In Meaford, incumbent Mayor Barb Klumpis is not running for re-election. Two members of council, Ross Kentner and Paul Vickers, are seeking the mayor's chair, with the victor joining Keaveney at county council. In Owen Sound, incumbent Mayor Ian Boddy is being challenged by Cowan. Richard Thomas and incumbent Deputy Mayor Brian O'Leary faces a challenge from Cowan. Scott Gregg. In Southgate, the retirement of Mayor John Woodbury has resulted in a two-person race for the mayor's chair. Current Deputy Mayor and former Mayor Brian Milne is running against current Cowan. Michael Sherson for the position. Current Cowan. Barbara Dobreen is facing newcomer Doug McDonald in the race for Deputy Mayor. In the Blue Mountains, the retirement of Mayor Alar Soever has sparked a four-way race to join Berdine Yone at the county council table. Current councillor, Andrea Matrasovs, former councillor Joe Halos, and newcomers Tony Poole and Elizabeth Marshall are all seeking the mayor's chair. In West Grey, there is a three-way race for mayor. Incumbent Mayor Christine Robinson is being challenged by Cowan. Stephen Townsend and former mayor and county warden Kevin Eccles. Incumbent Deputy Mayor Tom Hutchinson faces Butch Attersall for the deputy mayor's chair.